Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There is a good reason why most video games have happy endings, because people want to roll the credits on a game with a big smile on their face rather than, you know, being left utterly drained and disturbed at what they've just witnessed. I'm looking at you, The Last of Us Part 2. But sometimes a less than sunny ending is simply unavoidable where the dramatic integrity of a story is concerned. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 gaming endings that get worse the more you think about it. And by the way, worse doesn't mean that they're terrible objectively, I'm just saying that these endings saw the bloom come off the rose pretty bloody quickly. Number 10. Jack Marston is probably doomed to repeat his father's fate. Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption ends with the heartbreaking demise of gunslinger protagonist John Marston, before an epilogue shifts the perspective to his young son Jack a few years later. Jack, now greatly resembling his late father, tracks down the Bureau of Investigation officer responsible for his death, Edgar Ross, and promptly murders him. On a superficial level, it's a satisfyingly cathartic postscript to the main story, albeit one that also spells out a rather likely nasty, brutish, and short future for our young Jack here. Though there's no denying that Jack was forced to toughen up after losing his father and then his mother, he's hardly become the calloused outlaw that John was within a mere 3-year time skip. After all, we can assume that Jack spent much of his time caring for his ailing mother rather than chewing toothpicks and shooting bottles. It's pretty reasonable to assume that Jack then is hardly cut out for this life, and is likely going to be gunned down by one of Ross's family members or associates. That, or he'd otherwise end up on the business end of a rogue's gun through sheer lack of preparation, given his father's absence in his most formative and important years. Number 9. Gex has sex with a human woman. Gex 3 Deep Cover Gecko. Crystal Dynamics' platformer franchise Gex may never have reached the popularity and iconic status of its contemporaries such as Crash Bandicoot, but the trilogy was still a charming and irreverently good time. The third, and to date final game in the series, Gex 3 Deep Cover Gecko, starred the titular anthropomorphic gecko opposite his lover and colleague Agent Extra, who in a series of amusing live-action FMV sequences is played by Playboy model Marlise Andrada. This already substantially weird combination of digital gecko and tangible human reaches its deranged apex in the game's ending cutscene. The day has finally been saved and Gex is in his bedroom with a lingerie-clad Agent Extra. Gex then turns his attention to her and declares, "It's tail time," with the clear implication being that Gex and Extra will have interspecies sex. Mercifully, that happens off-screen. For a platformer largely aimed at young children, what a truly bizarre and unsettling implication this was. And that's not to ignore the possibility of Extra falling pregnant and giving birth to some sort of weird human gecko hybrid. At least if the series ever gets rebooted, Son of Gex, well, it basically writes itself as a starting point. Number 8. A ton of people definitely drowned in Station Square. Sonic Adventure. Sonic Adventure may be a bit rough around the edges today, but it's still one of the best entries into the franchise, and is the first main Sonic game to make the leap to 3D, which also makes it one of the most important. Now, Sonic and dark, depressing endings don't really go hand in hand, though Sonic Adventure's apocalyptic climax curiously downplays the obvious devastation that was left in its wake. At the end of the game, the final boss, Perfect Chaos, shows up and floods the heavily populated metropolis of Station Square, near immediately plunging large portions of it underwater. Even though Super Sonic, of course, defeats Perfect Chaos and saves the day, the game curiously ends with Station Square still a waterlogged hellhole before Tails makes the tone-deaf closing quip, "All's well that ends well, right?"
All's well that ends well, right?
Both he and the game as a whole wildly gloss over the fact that clearly a lot of people were just drowned by perfect chaos. Beyond that, there'll be mass hospitalizations, extensive displacement as people's homes have been destroyed, and unfathomable economic damage. But all's well that ends well, right, Tails? Get in the bloody sea, you idiot. Number 7. Conker is trapped in a self-destructive death spiral. Conker's Bad Fur Day. It's no secret at all that the ending to Conker's Bad Fur Day is a bleak one, but it's also even worse than you might actually immediately recall. The delightfully subversive and profane N64 platformer ends with Conker saving the day and being crowned king of the land, but also stewing in a pit of self-loathing for failing to save the love of his life, Berry. During Conker's late-game fourth-wall-breaking interactions with the game's developers, he forgets to ask them to bring the recently murdered Berry back to life, blowing his brief shot at true happiness as the developers suddenly disappear without a trace. In the closing moments, Conker laments, "You don't really know what it is you have until it's gone," before a post-credits scene depicts Conker heading back to his hard boozing ways, albeit now with a shiny crown atop his head. The unfortunate implication really is that Conker isn't long for this world. Stuck, presiding over a land that he has little love for, surrounded by sycophants that he despises, and with access to all the alcohol he can chug, he's clearly lost in a self-destructive death spiral. Conker is destined to die in the near future, seemingly confirmed by the fact that Rare originally ended the game with Conker committing suicide by shooting himself in the head. Number 6. You're the Bad Guy, Braid. Jonathan Blow's ingenious puzzle platformer Braid concludes with the jaw-dropping revelation that you're hardly a chivalrous adventurer risking life and limb to rescue your beloved damsel in distress from a horrible monster. Instead, protagonist Tim is revealed to be the very monster the princess is fleeing from, while the knight that she appeared to be running from is really her savior. Though Braid ultimately keeps narrative specifics to a vague minimum, that really only allows its stunner of an ending to leave a deeper impression with players. It's a reveal that, beyond this single moment, causes players to rethink the entirety of the game and their time spent playing this character, who, unbeknownst to them, was actually a secret douchebag all along.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5. The Kokiri are goners. The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time is one of the greatest video games ever made, no question about that. Though its seemingly happy ending harbors a much darker truth. Now, during the game, it's explained that Link has been raised into adulthood by the Kokiri, a tribe of children who never grow up and live in the Kokiri forest under the supervision of the Great Deku Tree. The Kokiri flatly states that they will die if they leave the forest, and so it's rather puzzling that they show up in Ocarina of Time's end credit sequence, having a celebratory dance at the Lon Lon Ranch, which definitely is not the Kokiri Forest. Fans have debated this one fervently over the years, with some believing the scene simply isn't canon but a fantastical end credits gag, while others have rather generously suggested that the Kokiri's belief was an incorrect superstition, and that they can in fact survive away from the forest. But there's a far more plausible, if rather depressing, suggestion, that the Kokiri won't immediately die upon exiting the forest, but have simply surrendered their quasi-immortality and will now age just as any regular person would. Given that the Kokiri's presence in the Zelda franchise has been incredibly scarce ever since, it's reasonable to assume they sadly went extinct. Number 4. The cliffhanger will never be resolved. Deus Ex: Mankind Divided. When Deus Ex: Mankind Divided was released back in 2016, it was largely well received by critics and fans, despite many taking exception to its rather abrupt ending. Eidos Montreal basically pulled a Halo 2 and assured players that Adam Jensen would finish the fight in the next game. Mankind Divided ended just when it was building ahead of dramatic steam, leaving audiences hanging with Adam's pursuit of the Illuminati and basically rolling the credits right in the middle of the story. This wouldn't have been so eternally awful were it not for the fact that, 5 years later, a sequel still isn't in production. Mankind Divided was a commercial disappointment for publisher Square Enix upon release, causing them to pump the brakes on a planned follow-up. And while they insist the series isn't dead, the silence itself has been rather deafening. Number 3. Humanity is probably extinct. Final Fantasy 7. It's fair to say that the storytelling in the Final Fantasy franchise is dense, convoluted, and often highly confusing. Enough so that when Final Fantasy 7 rolled its end credits, many were left totally confused. The final sequence shows the Lifestream combining with Holy to destroy Sephiroth's meteor summon, seemingly saving the planet, but we never actually see the entire outcome before we fade to black. The final epilogue scene plays out after the credits and is set 500 years in the future, and here we see Red 13 and his two cubs staring out over Midgar's ruins, which are now covered in greenery. This suggests that the planet has been healed and effectively reclaimed by nature, which sounds like a happy enough ending, right? Well, that is until you consider those final images in a wider context and do some reading between the lines. Even accepting the fact that we never learn what happens to Cloud and the other surviving heroes, the planet 500 years on certainly seems bereft of any signs of human life. The implication seems to be that humanity was completely wiped out by Holy, which has the power to cleanse the planet of all threats. Though the faint sound of children giggling can be heard playing over the final title, this seems to be less a suggestion that humanity has endured more than a haunting reminder of what has been lost. And if you're still on the fence, in a 2005 interview, game director Yoshinori Kitase literally said, "All the human beings are destroyed." Doesn't get much more concrete than that. Number 2. Nate has to lie to his daughter about murdering thousands of people. Uncharted 4: A Thief's End. As the maybe final entry into the Nathan Drake story, Uncharted 4 delivered a largely satisfying finale, ending with a superficially moving years later epilogue where Nate and Elena sit their adolescent daughter Cassie down to explain their prior life of adventuring. And it's a sweet ending until you remember that Nate's adventures in particular were defined less by harmless feats of derring do and more the systematic murder of a few thousand people. Literally, IGN ran the numbers and surmised that across the first three games alone, Nate was responsible for 1,829 deaths. And when you include both Uncharted 4 and the PS Vita exclusive Uncharted Golden Abyss, that number surely edges well over 2,000. We can only assume that Nate will circumscribe this aspect of his adventures, offering up a sanitized version for Cassie that paints him in a more heroic, humanitarian light. But this also has altogether more harmful potential, as given the implication that Cassie may follow in her father's footsteps, possibly even getting her own spin-off game down the line, not playing straight with her is incredibly risky. If Cassie ends up over her head because her father didn't explain the very real dangers of a treasure hunter's life, then he might have to come out of retirement to go rescue her, and the question is, will he be able to do so? And number one, it's really all about male privilege. 12 minutes. By the time the end credits roll on the recent mystery thriller 12 Minutes, you probably imagine that it can't get any worse. You know what? Think again. The game, which follows a man trapped in a time loop, concludes with the nauseating revelation that the woman he's married to is his half-sister, and for good measure, she's also pregnant with his child. It's certainly a shocking and unexpected twist, one which has proven massively divisive with players and critics alike. Some fascinating think pieces have been written about the game, which delve deeper into its themes and context. But one of the more interesting theories, which makes 12 Minutes an even bleaker game, suggests that it effectively is a metaphor for misogyny and ultimately male privilege. 12 Minutes repeatedly allows the husband to either directly abuse his wife, even drugging or stabbing her, or otherwise watch horrible abuse of her happen in order to make sense of his own trauma. A woman's suffering is here merely just a device for which a man can overcome his troubles. And while that's certainly provocative and pretty complex ground for a game to cover, opinion is heavily divided on whether 12 Minutes is merely a game about misogyny or actually a misogynistic title itself. Either way, it's far more interesting and twisted than simply the headline-grabbing ickiness of incest. It is a clever, if perhaps troubling, use of the time loop to depict this cyclical nature of domestic violence and female oppression. And you don't get much bleaker than that.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.